All right, so guys, today's readings are pretty tough. Actually, the readings get pretty tough here at the end of ordinary time, because we're transitioning from ordinary time into what? What season comes next? What's happening starting Sunday?
Advent,
right, and we're going to start preparing our hearts for the Christmas time. So during the end of this ordinary time, as we prepare for Advent, we have this little shift in readings. Today's readings, pretty tricky, pretty confusing. The first reading was from the book of Revelation, which is the last book of the Bible. Some crazy stuff happens in Revelation. There's all these images of what are the last times going to look like? What's the end going to be for us? And into the gospel message today, did y'all feel real uplifted by that? I hope not. I hope you didn't feel uplifted by that, because the gospel today was all about, hey, everybody's going to hate you because of me. And brothers and family and cousins are going to hand you over to be persecuted because you believe in me. And some of you are going to have to die because you're going to confess your belief in me. And Jesus says to us in the gospel, don't be afraid, because I'm going to be with you until the end of time. Since we're transitioning from ordinary time into Advent, we have some tricky themes. I'd like to talk to you about the four last things. Have y'all had that discussion in religion class? Does anybody know what that is? The four last things. Well, let's talk about it today. You want to reach in here and grab our prop for the day? This pocket right here. Yes. Very good. What is it?
Cards.
And what do you think's on the cards? What are we talking about today? The four last things, right? You want to pick one? Pick this one. All right, so the first last thing is? What?
Death.
What's death? When and who's going to have to die? And who else? All of us. All of us are going to die someday. And this is really rocky to sleep, kind of awesome, uplifting stuff today. But that's one of the last things. My friends, all of us, our lives here, at some point, they're going to end. How that's going to be, I don't know. But Jesus tells us today in the gospel that some of us will have to die for faith. He says, but if you die, don't worry. Why not? Why should we not be afraid of death? Because why? Why shouldn't we be afraid of death? Yes. Because God is always with us, which leads us to the second last thing. Here, you want to pick a card? Pick this one. Good job. What is that? Judgment. Do you know what judgment is? What's judgment? Who's going to judge us? Let me ask it that way. Who's our judge? I'll give you a hint. Who is it? That's right. That's right. Our God is our judge. Jesus sits at the throne and he's going to judge us. And what do you think that means to be judged? We're going to be judged on what? On how much we love who? Yes. How much we love God, how much we love Jesus, how much we love other people, how much we love ourselves. That's what it means for our judgment. And so God is a very fair and just God. So when our lives end, it doesn't mean that that's the end. It means that we're going to have a life after this one. And when we receive that judgment, there's two options that we have. Do you know what those two options are? Hey, why don't you each take a card? These are our two options. The last two things of the last four things. So what are the options in judgment?
Heaven,
which is where?
Up there.
Up there with who? That's the important question. With God.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Forever.
And how long is forever?
Forever
means time unending. That means for all of eternity. There is no end, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's heaven. That's where we want to be. We want to be with God. Or our other option is? Which is with who? No, it's away from God. So hell is without God. Hell is a place where God isn't. And so that's our last two choices here in life. After we're judged, we decide, do we want to be with God forever in heaven, or do we want to be away from him forever? Should be a pretty easy choice, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Nod your head if you think it's an easy choice. So raise your hand if you want to go to heaven. Raise it real high. Okay, that's where we want to go, my friends. That's what the readings remind us. You can put your hands down. That's what the readings remind us, is that we should not be afraid, because our God loves us. He wants us to spend eternity with him. And so in order to do that, what do we need to do in our lives? In order to go through this final four things, what do we need to do so that we can go to heaven? What kind of things would you need to do? What would you need to do to go out of heaven? Yes. Yes. What's that? Be good to your parents? What else? Next to you. What else? Love everybody. What else? Treat others as you would treat yourself. Yes, ma'am.
Follow the Ten
Commandments. What else? These are all excellent answers. Yes. What else do we need to do to go to heaven? What else? What else? How about this? I'll give you a hint. What's this? What should we do? Yes. What do we need to do? Pray. What else? Yes, ma'am. Thank God for everything that He gives you. What else?
Believe in Jesus.
What else? Go to church. Yes, ma'am. Follow God and His voice. These are all awesome, great answers. So you can put your hands down. So that's your homework assignment for this week. In addition to your other homework assignments that you have at school. I want you to spend some time in prayer. Asking God, Lord, what can I do to make sure that I spend eternity with You? What kind of things can I do practically in my life? What can I practice doing now so that I can spend eternity with You forever in heaven? There's lots of great answers for this. There's lots of cool things that you can do. But ultimately, my friends, our goal is to get to heaven, to allow God's mercy and His love to envelop us, and to carry us home to Him. As we continue to celebrate the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord to fill our hearts with love, to help fill our hearts and our soul with the desires of those things that are going to bring us in communion with Him. Thank you all very much for your help today. You can have a seat.